Let's now talk to Andy Stevenson, who's from Worthing, the founder of Abort 67. They're an anti-abortion group set up in 2007, and his group has protested outside the Brighton BPAS clinic. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How do you feel hearing the impact that groups like yours can have on somebody who is very vulnerable and, you know, whose circumstances these groups have no idea of?
Well, having listened to Pat several times, played on BBC Sussex, and she's actually, I believe, relating to something that happened about 16 years ago. There's been obviously some other things stated there which have been forces that need addressing, like the United States having buffer zones. That's actually not true. The US Supreme Court, and I'm going to come up, this will lead on to your to the question you've asked. I'm not trying to dodge it. The US Supreme Court recently struck down attempts to create bubble zones around abortion clinics that were trying to be implemented almost under almost identical facts and argument to BPAS, and making that, you know, women are being filmed, that they're being harassed, they're being intimidated. And
It is intimidating, though, isn't it? If you are going for a procedure, and inevitably women will be in a very vulnerable state, to then be confronted by people waving placards and shouting things.
Well, yeah, certainly shouting would be completely wrong, but that isn't going on. It's interesting that Erica referred to that we heard just a few minutes ago. Seeing the video that Sunny Hundle put online of the display in London outside the GP surgery in Southwark, that she manages somehow to translate a pregnant woman shouting, abusing, swearing at our peaceful, quiet volunteers as us harassing people.
Is it peaceful and quiet when you must realise these women are going through what for them is something very difficult, and you're waving or showing placards of these fetuses. That's not something that is going to be easy for women to see, is it?
Well, we're showing what BPAS will do to the woman's child, because BPAS is hiding that information. BPAS is hiding what they will do to the unborn child, the woman's child, and they're hiding the detrimental effects that abortion will have.
Do you not think that these women that are going for these procedures, though, are fully aware of what the process involves and what's, you know, the consequences of that? Do they've come to their conclusion? Do they need any extra...
They wouldn't find that out from BPAS, because the entire abortion industry is based on deception. And you know, I don't say that lightly. We can evidence that. And so we think it's cruel and it's misogynistic to hide this information. And we do meet women all the time who tell us that had they not seen the pictures, they would have gone through with the abortion. And we meet post-abortive women very regularly who said, if I'd seen this, I would have never done it. But I'd never heard it from BPAS. They never showed us this. We've met women who tell us that they were told that their pregnancy is just a blob of tissue, it's just a clump of cells. And I think that is what is cruel. Erica talked about one.
We've moved on, though, Andy, haven't we? From the time, I mean, I remember talking to the midwife, whose books are the basis for that very popular Call the Midwife on the television. She said a big part of her work when she worked in a gynaecology ward was dealing with young women who were suffering the consequences of illegal backstreet abortion. And do we really want to go back to that stage in life, that time when abortion was so inaccessible that women were prepared to put their lives at risk?
Well, we think all abortion should be stopped, at legal and illegal, but just because, you know, it's a bizarre argument to say that because some women might get hurt through breaking the law, that the law should be, you know, faulted. You know, it's like saying burglary should be made legal because some burglars may cut their arms when they're breaking and entering to a premises. It just doesn't make any kind of sense. All we are saying is that women have the right to know all the information. BPAS isn't giving them that information. We actually offered Claire Murphy, we offered BPAS a way to remove us from their clinics without having to try and introduce restrictive speech.
Do they have the right to that information? Let me just say, because I want to pick up on something you said. You said the right to the information. The right to the information in the form of a placard depicting some fairly graphic images at a point when they are particularly vulnerable. Is that really about informing women in a way that is terribly sensitive?
Our pictures show nothing more than the reality of what abortion will do. Of course it would be better if BPAS were showing these women what abortion would do to their unborn child if they showed. And this was our offer to BPAS. We would never step out foot outside one of your clinics again if you just offered to show these women what their unborn child looked like before you get your hands on them and what it will look like afterwards. And we would never be present outside one of your clinics again. Of course, that offer was rebutted because BPAS aren't interested in women's welfare. They're interested in how many women they can get through the front door. It's completely disingenuous to suggest that women are being informed.
Surely the women that come through their front door come through because they are in a position where they feel in need of that service. They're not whipping up business, are they?
Well, they feel they're in need of a service, which actually is the ending of their unborn child's life. Because they I think intuitively many women do know there's something wrong with abortion. Many of the women we meet know that, but they don't realise how wrong, because BPAS are withholding that information from them. And that is where BPAS ought to be held.
How about moving the debate further on, though? These women have come to a conclusion, and they've made that decision, and they might not be in a position to bring a child into the world. Who's going to take responsibility further down the line, then, if as a result of your placard, someone decides they do have the baby and they're not in a position to look after that baby properly, to bring that baby up? Are you going to step in and help then as well?
Well, we have stepped in and helped where we can, but it doesn't make sense to say that just because somebody won't be able to look after their unborn child, we should be able to kill their unborn child beforehand. Now, if a woman is struggling financially, we wouldn't make that argument about her two-year-old or her teenagers. We wouldn't legitimise killing those children because she's struggling to cope. Well, we should be looking for supporting these mothers, not trying to mislead them into believing that solving their problem is by
just finally, Andy, those images you feel that these women need to see. We live in a world of the internet where people can pretty much see any. You know, if women want to see them, then they can, can't they? They don't need to be shown them. If they want to see those images, they're well aware of where they can find them, and they could go online and look exactly what was going on.
Well, sure. I mean, some women can, some women can't, but I don't think it removes the need to hold BPAS to account for withholding this information. But it's not just the women we're trying to reach. It's the society in general. To show, all we're doing is removing the walls around the abortion clinic and exposing what is going on.
Andy, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. So that's Andy's viewpoint.